Today on Real Life Radio.
Christians, we teach our kids to be dependent upon God and independent from anyone else, including mom and dad. Hear me out. You are their parent and you will always be their parent. But part of the parent's job, as I said last week, is to not be their best friend. You are to be their parent.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Did you know there's an easy way to stay informed on the latest biblical events shaping our world today? Check out the Happening Now section at jackhibbs.com. Now, these live events feature Pastor Jack Hibbs alongside special guests diving into current events, cultural shifts, and how they align with biblical prophecy. It's a unique blend of Bible teaching and real-time analysis that helps you make sense of today's headlines through the lens of Scripture. Happening Now, it's not just about information. It's about equipping you with the truth and encouraging you to stand firm in your faith, no matter what's happening around you. Now, these discussions are eye-opening, they're thought-provoking, and they're a great way to stay spiritually grounded in a rapidly changing world. Whether you watch live or catch up on past events, Happening Now will help keep you connected to God's Word and what's going on in the world today. Visit jackhibbs.com and click on Happening Now. Don't just watch the news. Understand it from a biblical perspective. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series now called Life and Bible with a message titled Being a Christian While Being a Parent, Part 2. In part one, we learned that as a Christian parent, pointing our kids toward God, it's certainly one of the most important things that we can do. We know them best, so we develop a value system that directs them to living a life, a Christian life, at any age. You see, how parents handle different things in life will certainly form a pattern of response that their children will inherit. This is exactly why teaching them by our example will help create inside of them a more biblical worldview. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that a Christian parent surrenders their child to God. It takes a lot of trust indeed, but God will direct their path. Our children are to be dependent upon God and independent from us, even though we really never stop parenting. Now with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Parent, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Bible says that in 1 Samuel chapter 1, you can read that chapter in detail later, but Hannah got pregnant, remember? Remember she couldn't get pregnant? And she got pregnant. She cried out to the Lord, I want a baby. She didn't have a baby. She couldn't get pregnant. Then God said, I'm in control here. I'll open that womb when I want to and I'll close it when I want to. And God, the Bible says, opened her womb and she got pregnant. And she said, Lord, I dedicate this child to you. This is your baby. When that baby comes out, this is your baby. And when Samuel popped out, she said, Lord, this is your baby. And Samuel grew up to be a prophet and a kingmaker for the nation of Israel. Hannah gave him up before he ever came out. Are you pregnant tonight? Are you adopting? Are you in the process? Dedicate that child now to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's one verse that will take the entire rest of your life and mine combined. Trust in the Lord with all your heart versus lean on your understanding. That's trouble. Trust in God or lean on yourself. No, God says, look, trust in me and don't lean on yourself. You can't lean on yourself and trust God at the same time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. We teach our kids to be, listen, Christians, we teach our kids to be dependent upon God and independent from anyone else, including mom and dad. Hear me out. You are their parent and you will always be their parent. But part of the parent's job, as I said last week, is to not be their best friend. You are to be their parent. You are the authority of their life from the day go until the end. And that's death. And you're to have a very special place. And you lead them and guide them and steer them. All the while, a parent's goal is to breed into their child a sense of independence from man, including parents, and a dependence upon God. It would be wrong for you to teach them an independence from man without a dependence upon God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Boy, it's quiet in here. Don't lean on people, son. Lean on the Lord. Son, daughter, people will let you down. I'm not freaking you out. I'm not blowing your mind. I'm just going to tell you, people with the best intentions are going to let you down. That's just part of humanity. But God will never let you down. Teach them that. Instill that within them over and over again. Number 9, a Christian parent never retires from parenting. I said parenting, not parroting. Oh, what do you want for breakfast? No, parenting, not parroting. Mommy, I want this. You know, some homes and the kids is, I want this now. What do you want now? Like you're a parrot. You're a parent, not a parrot. You're the parent. And the kid is to not tell you to take the trash out. Hey, Mom, the trash is getting pretty full there. You ought to be thinking about taking it out. No, that's what you do. Until you leave here, you're the trash man of the house. I'm dead serious. How do you think they're ever going to have their own home? Oh, we want to have our own home. What is? Can Dad come over and mow our lawn? Are you kidding me? You get Junior out there, and I don't know how to start the lawnmower. He needs to learn how to start the lawnmower. They need to learn how to save money. Inevitably, it seems like every day. I know today, for me, it was a dime. Don't you see a penny, a nickel, or a dime laying around somewhere every day? Or am I just really cheap? I found a dime today. Teach them not to walk past the penny. Pick that thing up. Well, I'm sure it's just a penny. You know, hey, pick it up. It says, in God we trust on it. That's worth something. Pick it up. You can't believe you're talking like this. You should praise God you are not my kid. They need to learn responsibility. That's how they're citizens. That's how they excel in their jobs. We've got this culture of ours that has flipped out. Gimme, gimme, gimme. That's how Barack Obama got elected. I'm not being funny right now. He promised people everything, and he knew exactly what he was doing. And we knew what he was doing. But all the young people, more than ever before in human history, swallowed it. They hadn't lived long enough to figure out. Politicians lie. Sounded good, though. You put your trust in man, you're going to get messed up. Parenting, we prepare them for the world. And we'll never retire from that. Your kids still call you, hey, Dad. You know, they might be 40, 50 years old. They're calling you up, Dad, what do you think I should do about this thing? Well, tell me about it. Did you pray about it? What's the Lord telling you to do? Third question. Let's talk about it. Tell me about it. Did you talk to God about it? Let's talk about it. Parenting, you never retire from that, no matter how old you get. You'll always be their parent. That's a cool thing. Proverbs 23:12, we're almost done. Proverbs 23:12 says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. This is if you want to live on your own and have a normal, awesome life. Apply your heart to instruction instead of handouts and your ears to the words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from your child. If you punish him with the switch or the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. So what does that say? Before I answer what that says, our culture has become so godless and so perverse and so Bible-less that parents don't know how to be parents. And because they have no self-control, they've grown up in a culture, maybe they were brought up in a non-Christian home. And so for them, discipline is child abuse. Isn't that California? California is so sick and so godless that if a parent spanks his child for doing something wrong, for, you know, blowing up the cat or throwing a brick through the guy, your neighbor's window, and you say, now listen, come on in the house, and you're going to get spanked for that, and you can't play with your Xbox for 3 days. Californians now have been taught that that's child abuse. We have lost our minds. Even Dr. Spock, remember that guy? Dr. Spock said, I was wrong. He said, Dr. Dobson was right. I was wrong. Mom and dad, listen carefully. Your child, your daughter, your son, it depends on the age, of course, but even from when they're little tiny things, when they go like this, you know, you say, how am I going to know? And by the way, come to the parenting class. How am I going to know when to start disciplining my child? It's so fun. It's so easy to know. Because listen, if you love your kid, you're going to discipline your child. Look, I have never disciplined my neighbor's kids. You know why? I could care less. They're not my kids. But doesn't the Bible say the Lord disciplines his kids? And any kid that's not his, that he does not discipline, is not a child of his. The thing is, we get messed up because from the start we were off the course. This is what you do. When you're a little kid, and you'll know it, those of you, how many of you have kids that are like 1.5 to 2 years of age? Raise your hands. Several of you. So watch this. This is how you know when it starts, when it's time. When you say, when they go over there and they go to reach the vase, and they're so smart. They'll go like this. They'll go like this, and they'll go. Have you noticed that? Am I not telling you the truth? How? What? How? Why didn't he just grab it and run with it? He goes like this. And you go, no. No. And then he goes like this. No. I will. No. No. And they go like this. And then they go like this. And you know what they're doing? They're going, you ain't man enough to take me on. I'm in control here. I'm the one wearing these squishy pants. You don't have it in you to put me in my place. Besides, I'm a son or a daughter of Adam and Eve, and it's in my DNA to do this. You know what you do? You go right over and you go like this. You take their little hand, just as hard as I'm doing it right now, and you go, no. And usually, hear the tone? The tone, and this is just a movement. This didn't hurt them whatsoever. You go, no. And you know what? You know when you won, when the will is gotten, when they go, you're done. It's over. Listen, early little development mom and kids, you have little kids. Mom and dad, listen carefully. From the when you start out like that, it's easy the rest of your life. It's amazing.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
And then as they get older, okay, listen. When they're 11 years old and they say, well, I don't have to be home at the time you tell me to. Now, you can say, listen, come over here. You guys, there is always, you might say, well, what if my kid's 18 and he's 9'6", you know? You don't spank him at that age. Are you kidding? Oh, what do you do, Pastor? Like, you knock him out? No. Does he have a bedroom in your home? Does he live in your house? Yes. Then take the door off the hinges. You don't spank them. That's a joke. Yeah, come on, go ahead. You'll break your hand. Take the door off the hinges and say, listen, when you join the human race again, I'm going to put the hinges back on your door. I'm your father. I pay the bills. You keep this up and you're going to start sharing in the bills. No door on your room for 3 days. You mess up again, and it'll be off for a week. Choice is yours. Choose wisely. Dead serious. Say, I can't believe I'm... You know, I'm going to get so much mail for this, but let me tell you something right now. The Bible says, in fact, if I ever just be quiet and get to the verse, listen to this. Proverbs 29:15 says, the rod of correction imparts wisdom to a child, but a child left to himself will bring disgrace to his parents. You ever seen a kid that's never been corrected? I challenge you. Go right over here. It's brand new. It's called Toys R Us. It is amazing. You should take a video camera. Don't get caught, because I think that's illegal, but watch parents and kids at Toys R Us. The kid starts foaming at the mouth in the parking lot. It's like that little Schmeagle guy in Lord of the Rings.
Precious.
And they get in there and they go freaked out. And they see something, watch the little kids. They'll grab a toy and they'll go. And you haven't said anything to them yet. But you're going to say, put it back. And I have seen, the Lord's my witness, I have seen kids smack their mom's faces when the mom insisted on putting the toy back. After the kid smacked the mother's face, the mother put the toy in the basket. Then I went over there and I smacked the mother. No, I didn't. But do you hear what I'm saying? If you love your child, you are gonna, it's easy to instill within them the response of yes. It's another thing for them to learn no. It's good for them to learn no. No, you didn't get the job. No, I don't love you. No, I'm not going with you to the prom. No. Are you with me? It's vital. It's important. Number 10, because we're out of time. A Christian parent continues to influence their children. That's never going to stop. Why? Because we're creating within them a heritage. Deuteronomy 4:9 says, only be careful, God says, and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen and let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Teach your kids and grandkids the things of God. Deuteronomy 4:7. For what great nation is there that God has so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? The influence of God in our lives is huge. Mom and dad, our influence never ceases with them, even though we may be dead and gone. And then Psalm 145:18 says, the Lord is near to all those who call upon him, to those who call upon him in truth. And I want to end with this. It's one of the points I mentioned a little while ago, but you can close your Bibles. We're done. I want to leave you with this. Mom and dad, I talked about surrendering your kid earlier, surrendering them over to the Lord. When time comes, when that man comes into your daughter's life, that God shows you this is the guy. Or when that woman comes into your son's life and God shows you, this is her. The way I just phrased that is assuming that you have the ears to hear what God is saying to you, mom and dad, about your son or daughter. This is the one God has for my kid. When your son or your daughter comes to you and says, you know what, mom, dad, I think she's the one. Now, you guys know the rules. According to scriptures, we are to have our kids to be believers, and our kids are to marry believers. It's rough enough. But the scripture says, do not be unequally yoked together. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, don't write it down because there's no verse up on the screen. I'm making this up right now. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they're in agreement? And so when your son says, mom, dad, I think she's the one. The Lord has shown me these scriptures. I think she's the one. Stay involved in their lives. But mom and dad, don't withhold them. Well, you know, I don't know. You're only 35. I don't know. Watch out. You got to give your kids to the Lord. And that's what you're doing now. I don't care if you're pregnant to a child or if you're 80 years old and your kids are old. You got to keep surrendering your kids to the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. The practicality of your scriptures are awesome. And Father, we pray that as parents, we will be faithful. And as we prayed last week, so we pray again. If in the context tonight of the hearts that might be here saying, Lord, I messed up. I blew it when I had a chance. I wasn't a Christian raising my kids. I didn't take God seriously. My kids are so messed up because of me. Listen, my friend, you convert that concern to prayer. And here's the amazing thing about our God. Wherever your kids are at in the world, and no matter what they may think, God has given you the ability to get on your knees. And you can pray for them. It's God's will that they be changed and come to the knowledge of the Lord and to love him. And it's God's will, we know from Scripture, that relationships be restored. Father, we give you these things. Make us better parents. And make us sons and daughters that honor, show respect, and be a witness. So, Father, we give you our children tonight, Lord. There's all of us here tonight, and for those who have kids, we are saying, Lord, take Susie, take Johnny, take and insert your child's name right now. Take that child that you name. And Father, prepare them for the life that you have created for them. Let me not be in the way of it. Let me be a tool in it. Father, we thank you and praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Being a Christian While Being a Parent, Part 2. We're so glad you could spend some time with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Life and Bible. It's a series on how to apply God's Word in the everyday challenges of the Christian life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Pastor Jack, I don't mind telling you, I'm happy with the results of the election.
Yeah, I'm going to be more happy.
Yeah.
When I see results and actions regarding the big issues of what's going on, the mm-hmm. Ukraine issue, the Israeli issue, the Islamic terrorist issues, the financial issues. But of course, we cannot forget living here in Southern California, the danger of the border crisis. So it could have gone really bad.
Yeah.
And God was merciful to us. And now we need to, in fact, for all of us as Americans, we need to roll up our sleeves and get involved in our communities to make them safer for our kids. And always trust in the Lord and not any politician. And if Trump continues on what he left us in the previous 4 years, that's a great thing.
That's
a great thing.
How do you think Israel's going to play out with Trump in office now?
I think Israel's going to do just fine.
Right.
First of all, Israel's always going to do just fine in the end because God says so. But
I figured you'd say that.
I think that, you know, you're talking about a man who loves Israel.
Yeah.
He's got family members who are Jewish. He is the only president in human history that moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The Israelis love him. And he's vowed to always give Israel what they need to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And in that neighborhood, you need a lot to survive because you're surrounded by a bunch of nations who cannot eat, sleep, or drink without thinking about your annihilation.
Yeah, they want you gone.
So this is the mercy of God for a season.
Did you know that along with the radio program, Pastor Jack also has a TV show with more of the Pastor Jack Hibbs content that you like? It's called Real Life TV. If you enjoy Pastor Jack on the radio, you're going to love him on TV. So check out your local listings or visit jackhibbs.com and catch the latest episodes. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.